You are the light of the world. Jesus says these words to you today, that you have received the fullness of truth. You have been given the graces of the Catholic faith, and that not only are you God's children by baptism, but you also have the Eucharist, penance, the gifts of confirmation, perhaps of the sacrament of matrimony, that God has bestowed abundant graces on you, the light of grace. Grace, God's life, God is alive within you. And God says in our own day, as he said to the prophet Isaiah, "Whom shall I send?" That God has a reason for having called you to this time and this place. And that's something always worth returning to, that it was no mere accident that you are here in Wichita in 2026. And I would imagine that every adult in this church has someone in their life that they would like to bring the faith to enkindle the light of faith within, the light of grace. Fan into flame the gift of God that is within you, Paul says to Timothy. Because if you don't, then what happens? Well, then the darkness wins. We know that there is much darkness in the world. We see countless examples of societal evils, of abortion, human trafficking, etc. We see our own sins that divide us in ourselves and our family. God created the world good, that is true, but he did not create us for the world, did not create the human soul for this world. And so if the world is made an end in itself, then it falls into darkness. And because it cannot fulfill that role, if Christ is, his light is shut out of the world, then the world enslaves us. But how do we be the light of the world? How do we testify to a world that is often hostile, or more often just seems unable to understand who Christ is and what he has done for us, and unwilling to try to understand? Well, Jesus also says that a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. And so, yes, he says that let your light shine before others, but reading with that, the city cannot be hidden, we could hear that as it should not be hidden, but we know a city on a hill, physically, it's impossible to be hidden. And so there is some assurance in that for us that this is an internal reality, first and foremost, of who we are. Many of you probably know the phrase of St. Francis, "Preach always, and when necessary, use words." Many of you probably also know that St. Francis didn't actually say that. But the Franciscan priest at our seminary would say it's in the spirit of St. Francis, that line comes from the story of Francis taking two of his followers with him. He says, "Come with me to go preach to this town." And St. Francis was a great preacher. But they're there for 3 days, and the first day they beg for alms. They start by giving their clothes to real beggars, and begging for their clothing, and then they're begging for food and for alms. And then they visit the prison, they visit the hospital, and after 3 days of this, one of the followers asks, "Brother Francis, when are we going to start preaching?" And he says, "We have been." And so to a large extent, this is an internal reality, this call to be the light of the world. The light lives within us, comes from who we are. If you have a generous heart, a joyful heart, a grateful heart, a humble heart, then other people see that. And you become a light to others, to attract them to the fullness of truth. And it's also a matter of integrity. There's the question of, can I let this comment that somebody else makes pass without saying something myself? You parents know this need for clarity well. Dad said maybe, so that means yes. It's the same thing with priests, right? Well, Father didn't say anything, so it means he must agree with me. And the clearest example of this in my mind is an experience I had as a seminarian in the sacristy before Mass at a different parish. And there's a guy who is very active in the parish, right? And he proclaims that he has not been to confession in 12 years. And the pastor doesn't say anything, I don't say anything, and we go into Mass. But then after Mass, my conscience was saying, you can't let this pass, because it was clearly a challenge of, well, if Father doesn't say anything, then it must not be that big of a deal. And so I said, I really think you should go to confession. But that's the same way with you as faithful Catholics in the world, that people will look to you and will challenge you at times of, well, if they don't say anything as a faithful Catholic, then I must be doing okay. I must be a good person. I must be acceptable before God, that God must agree with what I'm doing. And so there's the question of, will you be people of integrity? But it's primarily this evangelization, this being the light of the world, being the salt of the world. It's not about creating opportunities for evangelization. It is about responding to these opportunities as they arise. So that, hence the need to pray for the virtue of fortitude and of wisdom and of prudence to respond well. But when these opportunities come, when the heart opens just a crack, then that is when we are presented with the chance to really evangelize. Not by going door to door, becoming some street preacher of the gospel, but when somebody in our life opens their heart a crack to talk about what gives them hope, what motivates them, what do they believe in, what is their truth. And then that gives us the opportunity to speak into that, to be a little vulnerable ourselves, to speak the truth, to talk about what we believe in, our reason for hope, what motivates us. And so many times it's not about having the right answers. You hear this if you listen to people's conversion stories. So many times their encounter with other faithful Christians that helps lead them to the church or to right relationship with God is not some profound statement of truth. It's having the right question. Often something along the lines of, and is that all you're looking for in life? Are you truly happy where you're at? Because people know in the depths of their soul that they were not made for this world. And when they see our light, see us living as sons and daughters of God, then that makes them desire to have what we have. And so you can split your heart, your mind, your soul between your faith life and your practical life. You can split what you do and what you believe, but God wants all of it. He wants all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, our strength. You can split your life, or you can be men and women of integrity, true to who you are, the light of the world.